Are we going?
Yeah.
We are going here today to perform our paid advertisements. Maureen.
Hello.
Take the floor. Oh, that's soaking. That's actually soaking.
What'd you do?
I don't know. Right. Take two. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the It's Coffee, the General Banter podcast. I'll put the book on it. Do you know that people pay for ad space on this podcast? Isn't that insane? People like manscaped.com, have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Every week?
I've seen it.
Two or three times a week.
I've seen them all around our house, to be honest.
Yeah, we get sent a lot of them. I leave one in every room.
Yeah, there's just pubes everywhere.
You know, it's all about like habit stacking.
Yeah.
I read a book, it's about habit stacking. It's like if you want to maybe like learn French, maybe like, you know, put something in French above your sink so that when you're brushing your teeth every time, you can be like, oh, fucking merde. And then... That's what you do. If you want to keep a gleaming nutsack during the summer, you buy 7 or 8 manscapes
and just leave them.
Leave them everywhere.
Yeah,
you'll be watching telly and just get.
Yeah, you know
when
people slag off women for having like clips everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You genuinely have manscaped razors.
Yeah,
in everywhere.
You get out of bed in the dark.
Eddie brings the nose one up to me and goes, "Put it in your nose. Put it in your nose." I'm like, "No. This isn't a toy, but it is to him."
I could do with it right now, to be honest.
Yeah, you're old.
Well, I don't know. I'm not too bad. People get the hairy ears and stuff. But anyway, if you listen to this podcast and you use the code GEMBANT1 more and you get 20% off.
Nice.
20% off and you get the full pack. You've got the boxers in there, the Lawnmower 4.0, the weed whacker is what Eddie brings you.
Oh, yes.
And he's like, shave your nostrils.
Yeah.
Yeah, hairy... And you get it all in a pack, and if you use the code GEMBANT1 you get 20% off.
Nice. Who doesn't like discount?
And you're walking around in the summertime with just two squeaky fucking water balloons between your legs. My suggestion is you shave the nuts and taint down to the wood, and then just get really creative with the upper bush.
Why not?
The pubic bush, you know. You could do a lightning bolt. You could do a sort of, you know, Forrest Gump style smiley face.
Nice.
Or you could just have an arrow going like, there it is, in case you were wondering. But what I'm saying is, Maureen, GEMBANT1 for 20% off. Where else would you get it?
Nice. I like it.
We're also sponsored by our other sponsor, believe it or not, the Calm app, Maureen. Do you know we're going to be dealing directly with them?
Lovely.
They're wanting in. They're wanting in hardcore.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, we've used it in the past with the Matthew McConaughey sleep stories.
Yeah, it's great. When you start using it, you go, do I need this? And then you start using it, you're going, I can't be without this now.
Yeah, like there's a reason why people read babies the same story over and over again. It's very comforting. Second, you put your head in the pillow. Well, hello there. Asleep.
It's sleep association. That's what that is.
Yep. You go, every time I hear Matthew McConaughey. The problem is, though, you put on Interstellar. You won't see any of it.
Too sleepy now. His voice is
sleepy. As soon as he comes on, you put on Wolf of Wall Street. Straight out.
Calm.
You miss it all. But if you're subscribing for a year to the Calm app and you listen to this podcast, you can go to calm.com, use the code BANTER. You have 40% off that. That is substantial.
That is a lot, actually.
40% off your year subscription, and you can be doing, you could be meditating, guided meditations, breathing exercises. They've got a great one if you're stressed out on a plane, where it goes boo, boo, and you hold between the beeps, boo.
The breathing ones, yeah.
Boo, and then you breathe out. Do that for 6 minutes.
Or even just all the background noise ones.
Yeah.
The music ones, lovely. Love it.
Yeah. There's some classics in there like The Beach, Mickey Bartlett's favourite, A War Torn City. He lies there, he's like, screaming. Some people sleep to different things.
I wonder, do they have what Frank likes, which is, what does he like? Asian people doing massages with knives.
I don't think they do that. I don't think they do that.
And I don't think they do that, but
also
I've heard
very,
people like
very
that.
Specific as well.
Very specific.
They take two blunt meat cleavers and just go on your back. And he goes, it's not really the massage makes me calm, it's the noise in the background. And you're like, hey, just listen to the noise in the background then.
Yeah, that's much easier.
Because they will have like a bustling city.
Yeah.
But they not have like bustling city plus tourist getting knife massage. Believe it or not, they won't have that. They've got Oprah singing to you, but they don't have...
You got to pay a full price for that.
There's one with Killian Murphy, you know that?
Love it.
He goes, oh, you busted.
That's not his voice.
3, 2, 1. Sleep.
That'd be good, actually. Suggest that.
Yeah. And that's it. Use the code BANTER. Get 40% off. Where else would you get it? Let's get into it. Morning, Jesus Christ.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
We're in. There is a man, husband, a guy buys a sex doll that looks like wife for when she's not in the mood. I just thought I would go in hard here.
What are you trying to say?
I'm not trying to say anything. What I'm trying to say is, does it look like her, or did he do an upgrade on the tits?
Oh, really?
It's a bit like he's went, oh, I got a sex doll. She's like, you're a weirdo. And he goes, it looks exactly like you. And then he rolls it in and it's got absolute jugulars on it.
Is that just like a really not subtle way to be like, you should get your boobs done?
I don't know, but maybe it's like reverse psychology where he's like, maybe if he's like, yeah, I'm banging this thing. And she's like, no, I'll actually bang you tonight. And then he's like, no, I'll still bang this other doll. And she's like, shit, better step up my game here. Because I'm dealing with all plastic norks here.
How squeaky it is.
How squeaky, fucking dig her muff out, wash it.
I mean, it's so weird.
A woman came up with a solution for when
would
she...
Would it not be better if it was totally different? Do you know?
What do you mean?
I feel like it'd be better if the doll was like nothing like your wife. Like getting a basically dead version of your wife.
If you want to get crazy.
Yeah. Hey, do you know who I'd rather have sex with? The dead version of you.
The version of you with the bigger tits that says nothing.
And says nothing and isn't made of actual flesh. Absolutely lock him up. Like, you know, that's so weird.
A woman came up with the woman came up with a solution for when she's not in the mood. Weirder. I'm not in the mood.
It was perfectly fine then, I agree.
Between the sheets action with her husband, a sex doll that looks just like her. Check it out. Char Grey, 23, and her partner Callum, 28. Have mismatched sex drives.
What did you see?
She's 23, he's 28.
Like, are you serious? This is already happening to them?
Yeah, they're like running out of ideas.
Like, she's 23 and being like, hey, I'm going to have to get a sex doll now.
Yeah, to take the pressure off and cater to Callum's high libido, the pair introduced the lookalike doll, which they nicknamed D to the bedroom. D, get them egg fake tits in.
What happened to ABC?
You getting the D? Look at her dirty feet. You gonna wash the fucking thing or what? They initially planned on exploring group sex with other people, but Char was apprehensive and concerns that she might get jealous. We're talking about spicing things up and having a threesome or foursome, but like most girls, I was worried I'd struggle to see Callum with another woman. It was a joint decision to buy a sex doll. It was the best decision and has definitely improved our sex life. It's great because Callum has a high sex drive, and if I'm not in the mood, he's got D there. And then she gets the D. Oh, they make TikToks, that's good. It's safe to say
thank God.
The £1,500 doll has paid for itself. You see, the couple soon found out that D spiced up their sex life so much that Char and Callum left their respective jobs in end-of-life care. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
And alloy painting to launch a joint career on OnlyFans. Now, I wonder who did what. Dan Callum did the end of life care? And she's painting alloys now?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
You see, this is all weirdly linked. You know, he's like, listen, you're on your last legs here. Any final wishes? And then he's like, there you go. Have a high sex drive. And then he's taking his work home with him. He's like, I feel like I'd like a corpse at the house too.
Not enough people call sex dolls corpses for me.
That's what they should call it.
My sex corpse. Oh my God. No.
You know when you do those things where it's like, it's like a product has a name here and then they rename it in English, but in like China.
Yeah.
And it's got like a different name.
Yeah.
Like if you bought it from China, probably whatever website Snal goes on to get all these lights, it'll just arrive and it'll be like, we do like a sex corpse. Intercorpse.
Sexual intercorpse.
Sexual intercorpse. She looks fucking terrified there. All day, look at her face there. Looking petrified.
Do you know what the weirdest bit is? It's not even sex bit. It's just it lying around your house.
Oh my God.
That's the creepiest bit. Imagine walking in your room being like,
But like, you know,
I feel like
you'd be like, for fuck's sake, Jimmy's coming around. And you're like, Jesus Christ, you'd throw it over your shoulder and march it up the stairs again.
Yeah.
Thunk, you know, drop it down. No one's washing or brushing its hair. You know, it's going to be full of fucking popcorn and toenails. And like, it's already got 30 feet. Can it walk? That's what's creeping me out. Why is it a fucking 30 feet? I did watch a show one time about like, it was like some sex shop and like Brighton or something. Do you ever see that show?
Yeah,
it was
on actually, Channel 4. Yeah.
I think it was on that show where like this guy got to like take one of these home, and they're like, yeah, well, you know, fucking Patricia will take home these four dildos and shove them up her and see how that feels, and you can take this corpse home. And the guy had just now GoPro in the corner, and he, like, there's nothing funnier than just like, if a guy's not like absolutely ripped to shreds with a big fat dong, everything after that is just funny, you know?
Yeah.
Like a regular guy,
yeah,
with a regular body and a regular dick is just very funny. So the guy's just walking about trying to pull the legs over and bend the legs and all, and then he's like, here we go. And then he comes in the next day, he's like, I thought it wasn't bad, yeah. The TV's broke. I fuck the corpse.
It's just weird, like, isn't
it's
it?
Just it's super
not a weird person.
I mean, what's weirder is that, you know, she left. They both left their jobs.
Yeah.
You know, imagine her in the wherever she worked, this end of life care type place, and they're like,
well, oh, yeah, what are you leaving for?
Falls on the bed going, oh, sure, I hear you're leaving tomorrow. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm leaving tomorrow. Did you get a new job? I did.
What are you doing?
I'm shooting porn with a corpse.
I mean, I'm an entrepreneur.
Yeah. They often makes an appearance in their sessions. She's proved to be a hit with their 2,000 subscribers. Jesus Christ. The couple now earn 70k a month. Get that fucking up my ass. Only five, like.
What?
I take it like.
Jesus Christ.
I take it like you just fall into a genre and people want to pay for like something in that genre. Because you're not building up a following like you would on, you know, if you're like a comedian on TikTok or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, you must fall into a category and people just want to pay for it.
The skill sets that are paid for now do not make sense. Do you know what I mean? They don't really make sense.
Not at all.
In the world anymore. Like, what you can really get paid for.
No, the world's falling apart.
So you could be a really, like, highly intelligent, useful, productive person, and you're going, well, there's, you know, £30,000 a year, and they're making 70k a month.
You know Bad Baby or whatever? Catch Me Outside?
Oh, yeah.
She, like, people, these guys, it's the creepiest thing of all time. They were literally like 10, 9, she's 18 now. Get on that OnlyFans. She made like, how much did she make in like the first week? It was like 50 million.
What?
Of just old creepy dudes being like, it's legal now. You know, it didn't cross my mind at all what her big fake tits looked like. But now she's 18, it's crossing my mind quite a bit.
Yeah,
but she's like the fucking Jeff Bezos of fucking, you know, getting your tits out just loaded.
I mean, you can't really argue with it, you know, in a way, because you're going, yeah.
What would you argue about?
Like, no one is physically doing, you know what I mean? Like, you're able to do it from home. Like,
oh yeah.
Really, what's the harm apart from what other people are just imagining? But
like, if you had a regular office job and you're like, I'm working from, you know, why people got really, in, you know, like our ones down here got really like entrenched in working from home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're doing your fucking regular job and you're sitting on the phone to someone, like, yes, that's absolutely right, Mr. Smith. But you're wearing like sweatpants and fucking, you know, there's 19 coffee cups lying there. And in your brain, you're going, if I was just fucking a rubber corpse, I'd be making 70k, bro. 70k.
Like, how is this to bring up kids now to be like wanting to have good jobs when that's legitimately how people actually make money now?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, that wasn't an option for us.
But it is now, Maureen.
But it is now.
Let me grab this dildo again.
Nah, can't be arsed.
You can't be arsed. I'm sure it was like whenever there was the first lockdown and some of those OnlyFans people were like, I just can't keep up.
Oh, really?
There isn't a second. I couldn't take a dildo out of my arse long enough to have a shite. In this day and age, I'm fucking dawn till dusk fucking throwing rubber dicks into me.
I bet you all those ones on, like, you know, like the old like phone in line ones where they're like
Babe Station,
yeah,
and all
like the
that
Babe
there.
Station thing, they're all probably raging now because they're going, we spent years and years getting 30p a minute. or whatever it was people would ring up.
call me after six, you dirty bastard.
And now people are getting 70 grand. Just
what sort of
home.
Dude was ringing that up as
like,
well?
That's station, what I was they had to go somewhere, you know.
There's a guy who was like, gun at his head, and he's literally like, I just need some sort of human connection. And then he rings up, and she's like, all right, you dirty bastard, what you're doing to my ass? And he's like, I'm going to stick my penis in your
You could hear it, couldn't you? You
no,
could hear
no.
Football, no.
You could see her like,
oh, right,
she would
okay.
be talking down the camera like, all right, you dirty bastard. And this guy would be on the other end. Just like, hello, darling, I just need a friend. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna fucking suck your cock, you dirty bastard. And he's just like, that's okay, my wife died recently. Yeah, I'm gonna fucking pull my flaps over your face like a gas mask. And he's like, okay.
Sometimes I cry. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have to go. My carer's here to wipe me. All right, you dirty cunt, I'll speak to you tomorrow. Rub my fucking dirty ass in your face. Okay, see you later, love.
Help.
Yeah. My dog's not well either. Yeah, you put my fist in your ass. You dirty old bastard. I bet you they all fucking do porn either. Or I bet probably most of them did. You're in the sex worker industry. You know what I mean. You're probably doing like a bit of the babe station, probably a bit of nude somewhere
yeah,
else.
Yeah, I mean,
you
babe
know?
Station was just the call center of sex work, wasn't it? Just you know, got
basically,
a
yeah.
couple of hours in.
No one ever thought about wearing the headset though. I'd never seen that. Everyone was like, "Hello, talk to me, Terry Tibbs." And they were always like stinking. Do you know what I mean?
They were just regular, that's why.
Well, it was just like regular fucking fat stinking girl with big fake tits.
Yeah.
That's all guys need. They're easy to please. I've turned this around. Every client.
Are they though? Because a guy has bought a literal sex corpse, so I don't know.
I know, but look at her. But they do.
It's funny. Like, it is funny.
Is it still sexy? Is it the fucking small kilt?
No, it's not.
The small job. What is it with Japanese schools wearing small kilts and then everyone being like, that's sexy to me?
The tartan miniskirt.
The small kilt?
I mean, it's honestly about like 20 years ago people wore that. The frilly skirts, the rah-rah skirts, the like pleated
Let's
tiny skirts.
Let's not get
skirts.
Sectarian about this, okay?
That's what it calls.
People walking up to Japanese schoolgirls like, are you a real Scotsman? Show us that.
Stop it. That's enough now.
She continued, there were so many to choose from, but we eventually found D, who we think looks like me. All right, love. I never get jealous because there's no emotion there. That's dudes for you. You know? Bust and run. She's not real, but she definitely spiced things up. Callum has a higher sex drive than me. Welcome to humans. So it's great that he has D when I don't want to have sex. So she just sits there in the corner texting. The couple treat D like a real person, dressing her up in lingerie and dresses, taking her out on car rides and watching telly together. She's not just a doll. We're really attached to her via the penis. She's helped to strengthen our relationship and set our sex lives on fire. So there you go. Shall I see if I can buy one?
How much are they?
That one was 1500.
Oh, they've well made the money back, haven't they? As I said, it's good. Good for them.
Life sized sex doll. If this is decent money,
please don't buy one.
I'll just sell it over there.
Why?
Just put guitars, you know, like. Just if I don't have a guest on, I'll just sell it there.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't people buy more fake people just to fill their life?
Life-size masturbator sex doll. 7 kilos, bruh. These are... Yeah, you're talking about 1500.
There you go.
Money well spent. I told you me and Mickey were in that sex shop in Belfast buying the big dildo. And there was like the bottom half of a corpse. Just like from the middle of the belly down. And it was almost like, you know, like ass and then legs. And the legs are all spaghetti. They're all over the place. But as a joke, I like slapped the ass and I was like, God damn. How much money have you got in your account there? Like, trying to go halfers on an ass.
Who's got the ass this week?
So happy. Like, just getting it delivered. Some delivery out. What the fuck's on that there? I don't know, man. Don't know.
Yeah, it feels like a corpse. It does.
It's got feet in there. Oh,
yeah.
Mad.
Yeah.
It's mad. It's for Halloween. We're a bit off of that. What can you do, mate? What can you do? Let's see. See how much we can get one of these for you. My best adult shop. Look at this one. 370. Look at they blanked out the nipples, like.
Even now, you can. You actually have to blank out a sex doll's nips.
You can't even free the corpse nips around here. someone's going to take that home and blast all over it. And oh my God, Jesus Christ. That's a bit graphic.
That's so weird, isn't it? Like the post.
Weird that I have an erection.
The post it and all like yeah, sexy ways. Oh my God.
Wonder is it all clicky like a Barbie's knees?
Although I bet you that's like the internet where just it looks like that on the internet.
She's got big screws on her feet, babe, if you want it. That's what I'm like, coach.
What?
Got a hot shoe on her feet there. If you want to put it between.
Quarter inch thread.
If you want to put it hanging from the roof there.
Get it on a tripod.
If you want to put her legs on two tripods, just yank them apart. You can literally just have her on the end of this microphone.
Oh my God.
They've blanked out her ass. I mean, it's funny how we objectify women, because even I look at that one, I'm like, I'm going to need one with a fatter arse than that.
God.
I'm going to have to shell out more than 375 quid.
Yeah, but is it one of those internet things where it looks great on the internet and you get it home and it just like,
it's
you know, nine bags.
It's 157 centimeters. So like, how big's that? That's about 5 foot, is it?
Something like that, yeah.
Don't know. It's strange. Oh, wait a minute. We've got different colors. You can get different skin color. Now we're talking. Big fat tits on it. Same price though. You're getting extra material. And then the skin tone gets darker. That one just looks like they've shot. Look at the hands, bro. I mean, there we go.
Like that's someone's job, you know, making them.
Fucking right.
Imagine.
Oh, you get so bored of it. It was just like any other job.
Yeah.
Fucking screwing the feet on.
Made like 300 tits today.
Yeah.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah. What are you doing? I'm just making tit mix, and they're just like making this.
Imagine someone had to bring someone in the office and be like,
rubber acrylic.
The quality of your minges is decreased. You used to be really good at your job, but yeah. I feel like the love's not there anymore.
I don't think you really care about these nips anymore.
Yeah.
We're going to have to...
Your vulva work is subpar.
Yeah. Listen, we thought you were doing well on the vulves, but we're going to have to demote you to feet.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Damn it, I hate big toes.
Did you see that video? You wouldn't have seen it. This is one of the comedians group videos.
Okay.
Where it was like... Someone was getting surgery. You know, in America, like, not America, I don't know where the fuck this was. You know, when you're doing surgery, sometimes they'll put up this, like, fake tent.
Yeah.
In front of the person. So, like, you'd be lying there and the tent thing will be, like, here.
Yeah.
And then everything beneath that they work on. There's, like, a CCTV thing going on. Guy behind the tent, dick out, just pushing it in this woman's face. And take a guess who sent that in. Patty McDonald.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is that person in jail now?
I hope so, but the acting was amazing. He was all like, yeah, if you could just, yeah, do that. Yeah, let's, yeah, well, yeah, we'll keep a wee thing on that. Just dick out.
But is the person's like unconscious?
Yeah.
And he's doing this. Does other people notice he's doing it? No.
No, it's so slick.
He's doing it just for himself, basically.
Yeah. No, he's doing it for his OnlyFans. Yeah, he's doing
it. No, but I mean, like, no one else knew he was doing it.
No.
Oh my God.
But it was so like, it wasn't even like he was being sneaky at all. He was like foot throwing about and doing all the stuff and all.
Was he the surgeon or someone in the room?
He was in his gear like all the rest of the surgeon. Yeah, but he didn't look like the main surgeon. Scandalous.
That's horrific.
Brutal. Like, you wake up and you're like, what the fuck, bro?
Colin. No. That's the worst part for you. That's.
Yeah, kill him.
Like genuinely,
but it's funny that like some people like probably are into stuff. You know, like this guy's fucking dead corpses. Like if you get into something like that, and you just push it so far that you're just gonna want to get into that business. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's called being a rapist. That's what they do. They like the people don't know what's happening.
Well, I feel sick now, but here,
why did I ruin it?
$375. I've spent more on stupider stuff than a life-size sex
doll. No, we're not getting that until you get rid of at least 10 pairs of shoes. No room.
Well, she'll take up one pair of shoes.
Just put your clothes on her. Perfect.
I was gonna get an IKEA Pax to put all my clothes in, but I'll just put 8 jackets on this bitch. Why is she wearing a pair of size 11 New Balance? I don't know, but they screwed in well, so they're on.
Just holds your shit all day.
She's got like eight watches up her arms.
Yeah, it comes to my watch collection.
Fucking 12 hats.
Don't mind the naked
stack on the roof. Who needs a wardrobe? This is my wardrobe. Just get a sex doll and put all your gear on it.
Wardrobe, perfect.
Pen, you say? Just say nothing.
Nice and warm.
Nice and warm. I just kidding.
Put your toothpaste in.
I just kidding. Sanitizer. I just couldn't imagine. Like, I mean, are you busting in it? Is that what's happening?
Just fucking, I think that's the point.
You gotta just fucking carry it over to the sink. Turn that tap on.
Oh.
You know, get a wee splash around there. Anyway.
Jesus. I'm convinced. Let's go.
If it was like £5,000, you'd be like, no way. It's only 350, you know, GBPs.
Can I buy a podcast? I don't think you're getting that one for that, you know.
People on Patreon, if you listen to the Patreon podcast and you wanna just DM me and go, I've upped my pledge.
No, we're not buying. Pound. No.
We'll buy one, bring it to all the live shows and everything.
It's not happening.
Maybe you'll have it molested before it
gets
to the
door. Oh my god,
door.
It's not happening. It's okay. Not happening.
Fair enough. We are tomorrow we're going to Dublin, Maureen. That's exciting.
Yes, that is exciting.
For the it'll be over by the time you guys hear this, but
yeah, it will have been.
We
the weekend.
Are going to the Paddy Power Comedy Festival, and
in Ivy Gardens.
Ivy Gardens, gigging with Tommy Tiernan. That's wild, isn't it?
Very cool.
I'm gonna walk in the green room and go, so do we know who's headlining yet? And no one will laugh because sometimes they look too threatening to be funny.
You can't open your eyes more.
I got my contacts in and everything today.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're doing that. Last time we were there, you were pregnant and we went to see Idols.
Yes, that's the last time I was there.
Imagine being pregnant at Idols, like.
I know, I definitely was the only
one. There's all Eddie heard in there. And you wonder why he's fucking insane?
I know. I took him to, I did.
It's not all
I went to Lampus. This is pregnant, actually.
Cut away while I shoot up here.
And then Susie, crowd surfed.
I went from vaping to dropping. It's like Batman. That's what they do in the Batman movie, don't they? Don't they? These goddamn droppers.
If I could get nicotine
in through the eye, I'd be flying.
No, let's not do that either.
Anyway, say something poignant while I cry.
Aww.
But yeah, we went there. It's great. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, because the weather will be nice, so it's class when the weather's good.
I remember like arms on last time and I wasn't invited and I was like, am I in the upside down? And so I was just, it's weird like how you could see like really big famous comedians, but then when they're all together, they're just comedians.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
great.
Normal, yeah.
Like I was just standing talking and I turned around and Jim Owen was just standing right behind me eating a burger. Right. Just joining the conversation.
Same as the Fringe, wasn't it? If you go into one of those like artist bars, you see everyone and then becomes everyone's just everyone.
Yeah.
You know, if you saw them like in a crowd, you'd be like, oh my God, that's such and such. But like,
you know,
when everyone's there in one room, you're like,
it's like outside of that, they're all just famous comedians. And then once you're in the VIP bar, it's just everyone's doing coke. You know, it's just the great,
yeah, that's for
the
sure.
Great equalizer. We're all just doing coke. But that'll be fun as shit. We're also going to the Edinburgh Fringe. I should have plugged that at the start probably. That's coming up so soon. I thought that's in like 2 weeks.
Oh my God. It kept sounding like forever away. Like, yeah. You know, August.
If you're
away.
Going to the Edinburgh Fringe, go see General Banter live. Call Geddes and Friends, 3 o'clock at the Hive.
I mean,
5th to the 14th. Can't beat it. I said to Aaron the other day, I goes, fuck, we better start shifting some tickets for this. And he goes, how much have you sold? And I was like, well, we sold a few for like every day. And it was like, there's a one Saturday there has about 60 tickets sold. And he's like, what? Apparently that's a big deal. Unless you're like a superstar, but he's like...
Most don't sell before.
He's like, so that to have 60 really tickets gone for like already. Any of the days is insane.
Is a lot.
So get on
the venues
there.
Aren't huge. Like that's like majority of the tickets, really.
And then right after that, like 15th, 16th, 17th.
You're doing solo shows?
I think those are the dates. Yeah, I'm doing solo shows at Monkey Barrel. So you can come and see the full whack.
It's exciting because was there a Fringe last year?
Yeah, wee in bit some like capacity, a, yeah.
It wasn't like full regular.
It was like a side Fringe.
Side Fringe, yeah, there you go. Side parting Fringe. So this will be the first like big.
Now, have you any idea?
Full festival.
Your flap just dropped.
No.
Have you any idea how many pies we're going to eat?
Oh my God.
What sort of pies?
Mud. Ass pies. No, that's what you do in Edinburgh. You wake up, you eat pies all day. Heartburn, 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 beer. I'm excited. Go to it, guys. Get tickets.
Oh my God, it'd be so fun.
There's loads of, there's just pie vans and fucking. I just thought the other day, how many times have you seen this now? And you'll see it because you live near a bunch of this shit. Every square, every spare bit of land now is a pop-up food venue.
Oh, yeah.
Every fucking... I've seen about four of them in the last week. Hey, do you remember this? It used to be, you know, like a fucking, you know, landfill. Well, you could just get tacos out of it now. They're doing it with everything.
Oh, yeah. But they've been doing that for ages now.
Belfast needs a party scene, I think, because I was talking to the manager at Lavery's and he was saying about doing more comedy gigs. And I said, it's almost as if people want to sit still and watch comedy more than they want to party. And he goes, that's absolutely true. Isn't that mad?
That is mad. That used to be not the case.
All these youngins being like, I don't want to go party. Let me go watch Kieran Bartlett swear at me, which is fun also.
Very fun.
You know, but that is strange. That was strange to hear.
Yeah, I think the whole culture has changed with... Has COVID, going out and drinking?
Has COVID made people appreciate, like, oh, I just want to go out with my friends and sit and chat?
And actually connect to people? Yeah, maybe. Well, maybe because people don't connect at all anymore in person. You actually need somewhere where you can, like, sit beside them and spend time with them. Go into the nightclub. Doesn't really happen,
just
does
sit
it?
Near them and vape, flat out.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just vape by people. But yeah. Yeah.
How weird.
It is weird.
Because when I was young like that, I was like, dude, get me into the fucking limelight. Let me headbutt some dude. I want to be surrounded by hairy guys and listening to System of a Down. And that's life. That's living.
Yeah, because you sort of haven't smelt that like club smell in a long time. That sweaty alcohol.
Yeah. The bogey BO.
Damp smell. Yeah.
Yeah. Just hang about when Niall nearly said.
Yeah.
Just hang about with Aaron, I was going to say. Aaron loves a mosh and he's too big.
Yeah.
He's too big for a mosh. It's like,
yeah, that's true.
It's like being
actually
in a fucking trailer with like a bullock. You know, he's a big lad.
It's dangerous. Like, it's dangerous letting him loosen that.
Let's keep our eye out for more gigs. I think we should go to gigs and get real sweaty and moshy. But you can't do it. What are you going to do it at fucking Harry Styles?
I know.
Smashing people.
My favourite thing used to be getting to the front of everything. What was that funny?
The human centipede?
Come on!
A metal gig?
The human centipede?
The line at a glory hole? Funny. I've been hitting that one a lot, and this one's the real truth bomb. Darkness.
Wow, that's a good one. I like it.
Listen to the sustain on that. Fucking hell, man. Nice. But yeah, no one wants to party anymore. They just want to sit around and... I said to Aaron the other day, I was joking. I was like, the country's falling apart. You know, there's no government. I don't even know if you can get an abortion anymore. But you can get, you know, fish tacos every 12 feet, everywhere you turn. You know, the people be doing, people be dropping jobs like that. I used to work in end of life care, but now I make fucking sourdough pizza. You know, what are you adding to society? Hey, I used to be a fucking neurosurgeon. Now I sell bao.
It's flipped upside down, isn't it?
Hey, I was one of the only people who specialized in working with people with PTSD, but now I make vegan dumplings, which you can buy just at the side of the river, where you might have been killing yourself. You know what I mean? So if you're going to jump off, pop over for a bow.
But it is. It's like the opposite of how it used to be. It used to be if someone had like their own little like craft business, it was like, what? You can't do that. You're not going to make any money at that. Who's going to buy that? Or like, you know, you can't just start a whatever. You need a proper job. And now it's like, oh no, have the weird obscure job. Yeah. Don't have the proper job.
Do you remember you got a message? We'll just out them online from someone who was looking, a comedian sent down to a gig.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was their title?
I can't remember, but it was something.
It was literally like soybean vegan candle maker, witch.
Something like
that. It was everything.
Yeah.
I used to.
Like that's seen as a better job now than being like, oh, I'm a solicitor. It's like, oh no, I make my own candles. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, good for you.
It'd be like Arlene. I used to be the first minister of Northern Ireland, but now I make fucking croissants. Is that what they're called? Like half a croissant, half a muffin. What are they called?
Cronut.
Cronut. I invented that. Croffins.
Bleep it out.
Yeah. Croffins. Just making up shit. I make creatses. What's that? It's half a croissant, half a pizza. Croissant, but you put sausage on it.
Croffins.
I make. I used to be the head mechanic at the Ministry of Defence, but I left that. And I now make Krogers. It's a burger with a croissant.
Oh my God.
I sell artisan donuts. But I the way an American paper boy would, which is I cycle past your house and I fuck it at the house and hopefully you catch it. And I come down the next day to collect money. Which I donate to the Cats Trust. Which I don't even know that is. I made that up. I know the world is burning and there are children eating themselves in Ukraine. But these cats need kitty cat. And I will be raising money.
The Cats and Croffins.
Cats and Croffins. I will be raising money at my pop-up soy candle event. You know, during Pride.
Oh, yep. What is Arlene Foster at right now?
Don't know. Just letting the beard grow out and fucking chilling. Who was it was saying she was dead funny? Was it McCartney?
She's probably pretty witty, I'd say, but.
Pretty witty?
Don't know. Don't know.
I don't know. Do you think there could be anyone would come along in Northern Irish politics that people would be like, thank fuck we got this person in? Or are they always mental? You can't win. You can't win.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That was loud.
Yeah, that was loud.
Is that a vape? It's eye drops. What else? Let's hit our new section. Stuff we've watched. People are going to go nuts this week with that noise.
I'm going nuts. Just give me a sore head.
What are you talking about? So during the week there, we're about to talk about it before. We watched the Batman. Didn't
Colin?
We? Yes.
Stop it. Yeah, if we watched that, yeah.
Niall enjoyed the Batman. Said the cinematography was great.
Loved it.
Loved it.
I didn't love it, and I can't really explain why.
What did you not say you did love it?
I liked the way it looked and everything. Like it was great, and some of the I liked some of the sort of cameos in it. But I think overall, it was like I don't know. It's just like. I don't know what it was like. I think maybe like the Dark Knight type thing, which I'm yet to see the full way through.
Yeah, so you're judging this off a film you didn't actually watch.
I did watch it. I watched enough of it. You know what I mean?
You can't review something by saying I watched enough of it. Come on.
Something in my butt.
First of all, we watched it in three
We had to watch it. Welcome to having kids. We had to watch it in three bits.
Because we would only get starting to watch it, say, at about too late, basically. And then by the time it was like an hour and a bit in, we'd be like, let's save the rest. And then we did that the next night, and then there was like half an hour left. And we're like, we're just going to have to, it was too late. It was like 12 o'clock.
Right, I always think like, you know, like all the supporting characters now, what do you think of this, are always more exciting and cooler than like the actual Batman. I feel like anyone could be the fucking Batman.
Mm.
And it's all about like, do you know what I mean? Anyone could be the fucking Batman.
I don't think so, Clark.
I think so, because everyone else could. Oh.
Anyone could be the Batman.
Yes.
Steve Buscemi.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. All you see is the fucked up teeth. I'm the Batman, you know? Just teeth like a fucking broken, what do they say? Broken piano? I don't know.
Louis Theroux.
Absolutely. But everyone else is cooler. You're like, oh, who's the Riddler? Who's this? You know? Oh my God, that movie's just about the Joker. You know? Being very cool. Batman could be fucking anybody. Could literally be Louis Theroux.
I don't think so.
I was wondering if...
I'm not... Like, obviously people are into comic books, so they're like, know everything about it.
Mm-hmm,
but mm-hmm. as I said to you, it is funny that you can basically remake the same film for eternity. It's the same story. Or it's like the same... Yeah, it's the same story, but they just change the story.
Why do they do that now?
Constantly. Why do they do that now?
Nerds.
Nerds just want to keep reliving the same story in a different way.
But it's not that. I don't think Batman's that nerdy.
No, it's not really nerdy.
It's really dark. And
but you know
gritty.
What I mean? Like, it's the story of like Batman and something happens and his parents are dead, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they have to keep doing that.
But it keeps, like, how many stories of that, the Batman story?
Yeah.
But just different ways, like his parents have died in different
ways.
They've
died in a different way, yeah.
The like police officer, different police officers, like the female, like, all those things, they all are variable every time. But it's the same story. Yeah. Every time, like, I'm watching the Batman story.
All these nerds sit down with their popcorn and they're like,
but
I wonder how his parents died.
No, but like it works. Like it's like one of the most baffling things. Like that wouldn't work for anything else where
you
would keep telling the same story.
I'll tell you exactly why it works.
Why?
Vengeance.
Says guy who didn't watch any of the films properly.
I did watch it.
Right. What happens in The Dark Knight then? Your favourite movie of all time, apparently. And the Joker was the best character. What happened?
They all have masks, right? Running their bank or something.
Okay. All right. We're really
You know what I mean? They catch someone, blah, blah, blah.
That's the only bit you saw, wasn't it?
You want to see a magic trick? You know, in the eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
Darkness. You know what I mean? I was born in the darkness. And then...
That's a different one, but okay.
No, it's a trilogy.
All right, okay.
And then a lot more of that. And then he's like, why so serious? You know, and then he's like walking away. There's an actual fucking.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're playing like football or something. The ground's like.
This is not the same film, but
like,
okay.
The football pitch is destroyed now.
It's a different. Okay. Different film, but okay.
Do you remember when that film came out and everybody thought they could be Bane? And some people you're looking at and you're like, not Bane at all.
You're not being Bane.
You're not being Bane. Die of Banings. You know? Bane. But yeah, that's pretty much it. And then, at the end of The Dark Knight. They shake hands and he's like, good game or whatever. He's like, I'm the Batman. And then Michael Caine's like, well done, you cunts. And then they just fucking leave. Vengeance. And that's it.
All right. Okay. Well, now that you explain it like that, I can see why it is your favorite, the best movie ever. So that one's much
but
better.
But then the new one that is like you said, a lot like a Saw movie, where you know you find
I thought it was very like a Saw movie.
You find out the wee doot the doots and then your man's on the camera and he's like, hello.
Yeah, it was like the videos and then it was like the real, like the torture bits and then like trying to figure out, because it obviously Riddler, like it was riddles obviously. But it was very like a Saw movie at the start.
Yeah, shit. And I loved it. Cinematography was great.
It was. A lot of people didn't like it because they thought it was too dark.
Yeah, it was very dark.
But it was perfect low-key lighting. It was
that's what I thought.
Perfection.
That's what I thought. Colm was just about to say that, weren't you?
It was never, it was never too dark. It always had like light.
There was
perfectly lit.
There was one of my favorite paintings. Is this one? Motherfucker. Let me just get to it. This sort of vibe here.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And there's a, you know the bit when he's sitting in the diner?
Yeah.
When they go to get him?
Yeah.
It was very like that.
From the outside, when he was sitting in it. Yeah, it was very cool.
I like that a lot. Mm-hmm. I like, you know, I follow a lot of those pages on Instagram where it's like the, you know, dystopia fucking photography.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like dark and smoggy and then like something's lit up.
Mm-hmm.
Neon sign. Like that, much like this. This is kind of the vibe I was going for. We need a lot more haze in here.
Yeah.
Up the rock.
Oh, if we hit that by hit that by accident. But no, it was fun.
It was good.
It was fun. But it is hilarious that we have to watch it in actual three parts. And then
I know
we watched half.
Where are those people now?
We watched half of it and then I was like, right, we'll finish that tonight. And then I got about half an hour into it and I was literally with the eye drops again. It's like, I gotta go to bed for fuck's sake.
Where's Ben?
Where's Ben? When does the fucking ground open again? I'm confused.
Where's the football patch?
Yeah. I was born in the back.
I liked it, yeah. It was good. It was good. It was just good film. Like, I would say if I could see it in cinema, it would have been amazing, but...
Does it hurt?
For you?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it in IMAX.
What, the Batman?
Wow. Yeah.
What is IMAX?
It's like the... fucking stupid big screen.
The big screen, wow.
It's
okay.
Ridiculous.
Do you wear any? Oh shit, do you wear any?
No.
No, you're just like fucking...
It's just a huge screen.
Yeah. I think that would have been a better experience. There's some movies you really have to see in cinema.
Was it full of nerds?
No, it was out for like a couple of months when I went to see it, I think.
Because I always say this, but like we went to see The Avengers, the first one, like when it came out years ago, and... it was full of nerds and the place actually smelt like nerds. Do you know what I mean? Like there were so many just fucking Hagrid looking fellas, you know, just in there like, hey, what do you think's going to happen? You know, like, I can't wait. I haven't showered in weeks in anticipation for this. So the place just smelled different. What did we go see when we were drinking in it? We went to see some fucking nerdy bullshit.
X-Men, something.
Oh, yeah, X-Men. I needed a drink during that.
I mean, this is literally about...
It was about 11 years ago.
Almost 10 years ago.
But I remember nothing from that, as you can well expect, yeah. Apart from the guy was like really quick. And remember the guy was like, I'm
well,
back.
We kept finding it very amusing, the whole film, and it wasn't really a comedy, but we found it very funny. Yeah. But it was because we were drinking. And like, that film was hilarious.
We were trying to be...
It wasn't.
You think you're... Anytime you think you're discreetly drinking, you're absolutely not. You know, you think like, look at us, we're all sneaky, and we're literally like ripping open bottles of vodka. We're putting like half bottles. I put a half bottle. I don't know why. I'm the king of bad decisions.
Yeah.
I thought it would be good to put vodka into Lipton's iced tea, and it was strong.
Disgusting.
That's
yeah, we
button.
All had like nice slushies and all.
Yeah, and I'm there like with this weak fucking tea, just like, yeah, this'll do. Fucking biscuskin. You know what I mean?
I know, we'd never done that before, it was fun though.
That was fun. So we watched The Batman. We have two more shows to talk about in Welcome to Colin Reviews Stuff.
That you don't pay attention to.
No, we paid attention to the drug one.
Well, you didn't watch it all, so no, you didn't.
Yes, I did. When you started watching the other ones about ecstasy and all, I didn't watch it. I sort of veered off at that, but I watched the first one.
So you watched the first one is what you're saying?
Yeah.
But there was like four of them.
Yeah, but I watched an hour on like people taking like fucking psychedelics.
They were all psychedelics.
Yeah, but what was the first one? Acid? Acid and mushrooms?
LSD, there was mushrooms.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. We both watched that.
Okay.
What I'm saying is I'm putting out a PSA, public service, and I'm reaching out, guys. I vaped once. Someone sent me vapes. You know? I never wore jewelry in my life. Someone sent me jewelry. What other stuff has people sent me? I've been sent stuff, but not once have I been sent mushrooms. So if
mushrooms?
Yeah, I don't want to be sponsored by like some mushroom house here in Tyrone. It's like, mushrooms, you say?
There actually is a guy in Belfast who sells like fancy mushrooms.
Oh, I think I've seen that guy at a
restaurant and
I
stuff.
Think he, I think he's at that banana block that Niamh goes to.
Yeah. is he called? What's his name?
It looks actually pretty cool.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about, yeah.
So if like a restaurant wants like a load of fucking...
Pink oyster mushrooms.
Pink oyster. Lion's mane.
Yeah.
What's the big block of like wee sperms? You ever see the ones?
Oh, yeah.
Loads of... it's like a big brick of loads of wee ones.
Not psychedelics.
Is there no?
Yeah, not psychedelics.
Or is it one of them ones you're like, I'll take some of them and I'll eat something for the weekend.
A lot of them are medicinal though. Like you're not psychedelic, but like a lot of them do good things to your health. Like
they would need to, because I don't know. I mean, is there much of a taste profile change? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, probably slightly, but you gotta like mushrooms probably. You know, they're very earthy things to eat anyway.
Do you think it's number one on people's list of I hate this shit?
Yeah, probably like mushrooms and onions people hate, don't they? And they're so good for you, both of those things.
I love mushrooms.
They're grown because they're so earthy, you know, they're literally grown in the ground. They're grown with
here's what I think.
Like they're the best thing.
Don't like a thing, they need to try lots of versions of it.
For sure. I think people stop trying new things.
Do you like mushrooms now?
I fucking love mushrooms.
I love mushrooms too.
And sometimes they're a pain in the hole to cook, like those big ones. But if you go somewhere and someone else cooks you the big mushroom and you're just like, oh my God, it is very meaty. Like if you're
Flatiron or whatever, and I got the like wild mushrooms on toast.
Yeah.
Unreal.
That's where I got the hibiscus iced tea, and it looked like they flew it in from fucking...
Oh, the pocket?
Hawaii.
Yes. Yeah.
The flat arm
pocket thing.
I was out the other day, actually.
Oh, dirty bastard.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Cheers for the invite.
So I got the mushrooms, And some of them look like scary looking, you know?
I remember when I was a child, and we used to get everyone just got a Chinese, and there would be like some sort of chow mein-y thing. Some sort of chow mein thing that had is it oyster mush? What is it? Something that's always in Chinese food.
Shiitake
maybe. Looks like a fucking just slug. It looked like an actual slug, and that freaked the fuck out of me. I was like, what the fuck is that? Stinking. But now I'd eat 10 of them.
Yeah. I love them.
Mushrooms. Yeah, an old mushroom. I remember. Do you remember we went down to Clonmel or whatever?
Yeah.
To film that thing? It was paradise. Got up at 6 o'clock because we were going to film at like 7. And I went, and the breakfast was on from like 6, dead early. And, or maybe 7. Maybe I went in at 7 and we were starting filming at 8 or something. And it was an untouched breakfast buffet. No one had been at it yet. And there was just fields of black pudding and mushroom. But the mushrooms were like, obviously like cooked and then probably like fried up in butter. And they were literally like yellow.
Yeah.
There was like a yellow tinge to them. There was so much butter on it.
Mm.
And I was, it was an insight into like what you actually want in a fry. Because I could have had anything. And I literally just had black pudding, scrambled eggs, mushrooms. And I had way too much and then had to go film for about fucking 14 hours. And was just sitting there like, very thirsty. Send in some magic mushrooms, somebody. And we'll microdose them on this show.
I think I would like to check magic mushrooms, you know. But I would like it in one of those things like in the show where you're like in a room and someone's watching you.
Yeah.
I don't think I would just like to check them.
No, you don't just fucking throw them in there and go about your day. Would you trust me to like...
No.
Be you wouldn't?
No, I would, yeah.
Maybe. Be like that surgeon. why are you in scrubs, Colin? It's part of the act. So you wouldn't trust me to just be with you and observe you and make sure you're okay?
No, I would. But I like the idea of it being like, you know, a professional person who knows what they're talking about.
There's no one like, professional's giving you fucking mushrooms in a room, like.
Well, that's what I want, so.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I want. No. Yeah.
I would be slightly worried, like, you know, what if I take them and go crazy and then no one can like overpower me to keep me on, you know, pinned down.
I would just have to like restrain you.
Because you know I'm not taking a good trip. You know what I mean? You know I'm not coming out the other end and like, you know, as we land they're going, you know, and then come back from it and be like broken forever. Just your brain's broken.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
How was your trip called? Just ripping my fingernails through. How was it? You were like, well, I was just burning in hell for
Does that happen with mushrooms, or is that more like an acid thing?
It can happen, but it's all similar shit, is it not?
Is it not just like however you are going into it? Depends on how you're going to go through it, or does it just vary like
sometimes,
whatever?
Sometimes.
But clearly just is like unlocking
weed
things.
Is a bit like that. You know, like if you were anxious and then smoked weed, you'd be more anxious.
So was alcohol though?
Yeah.
If you're in a bad mood, you drink. Like, it's not really, usually makes people worse.
Mm.
Don't know. I like it. I like, obviously you hear all those stories in that program of like people having all these like, you know, breakthroughs and epiphanies. You're like, I love the idea of that.
Yeah.
I understand. You know what I mean? I totally get it. Especially because they, you know, they always say like, if you've been through a trauma, your brain does that too. So I have experienced what that felt like, and it is class. So even though like the worst thing can happen, you're going like, oh my God, I feel like I see the world in a different way.
Mm.
But I would prefer to do it with mushrooms, you know what I mean, than some sort of horrific event.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. I would like the idea of that, I think.
Send in mushrooms, please.
Yeah.
Would you smoke DMT? I would do that because it's more of like, you know what I'm like? You see, maybe the mushrooms would fix the impatience. But, the, you know, me being a scatty, you know, frantic bastard, I'd be like, let me fucking smoke it 10 minutes. And then just wake up and be like, I'm worse. I'm worse now. But yeah, I would do that. I don't know about, what about ayahuasca? Would you do that?
I don't like all the vomiting.
I was watching, what was I watching or listening to somebody? And they were talking about, it was probably like something very popular that everyone's listened to, but they were saying about, they were going up this river and they were like, well, it was like, oh, asking if they'd done it before or something. And one guy was like, no. And they're like, right, we got to do this ritual. And they did this ritual. They blew tobacco up their nose or something. Who was talking about this?
I don't know.
And everyone was fine. And then one person like fucking nearly fainted and boked. And they were like, oh, that's good. This is before they went to do the ayahuasca. And this guy was like, that is good. You know? And like, why? And he goes, because he had a bad spirit in him.
Took God out.
So yeah, so he's like, and they're like, you're now ready to go up the river and boke more. Fair play to you. Do you know what would stop me doing it?
What?
The 24-hour fast before it.
That would stop you?
Yeah. He has a bad spirit in him. And by spirit, I mean 6-pack of Snickers. You know, what are you doing to our sacred mixture? And I'd be like, it's just a wee mixer, lad. Just a wee ginger ale. Tastes like shit.
Colin.
Wow.
I think you should take it.
Ayahuasca?
Yeah.
All right. No sweat.
Please go to where did they do it? Peru?
Pour down.
Please go to Peru for a month and do ayahuasca.
I would.
Would you? Would you do the camp? Would you do the combo thing?
Aye, but that's horseshit. That's just like fucking taking vitamin C, is it not? What does that do to you?
It makes you sick as well. I don't know. It's just like flush all your shit out.
Have you ever had 12 Stella and a kebab? That flush your shit out too.
I don't know. I don't know enough about it.
Yeah, I'll do. Oh, that guy's shitting a sandwich. Yeah, let's go do combo. I'll show you this, and then we'll talk about Anthony Bourdain killing himself. This guy, look at this fucking asshole. Have you seen this now?
No.
The dude.
Fuck.
Dude's just playing around with a shark with his kids around there. Bites his hand. So casual about it though. So they're high.
Why is he doing it?
Because he's a fucking asshole dad. He's on a boat with his family on holiday, and there's in like shallow waters. And where do you think that is? Maldives.
Don't know.
Or the Maldives. And there's like a wee baby shark. Do 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 do. And he like goes to pet it, and it just rips the finger off. He's like, oh, grab my goddamn pinky.
Fuck! Oh my goddamn pinky.
Fuck! Might just be like, oh, right, there, it's gone.
Oh, that's my goddamn pinky. Oh, Jesus Christ, that's my goddamn
pinky. But look at that wee boy, he's just like traumatized now.
I know. Let me tell you something. Oh, that's my goddamn pinky. Just bleeding all over the boat. Who do people think they fucking are? I would pet it, in fairness. But how does that happen? And the guy's like, I know what I'll do. I'll goddamn give this shark a pet.
Yeah, he's angry that that happened.
Right? Ah, you stupid bitch. Yeah. Lost my god. He probably went into reception at the, you know, at the resort. I put my hand in a goddamn tiger shark's mouth. Lost my goddamn pinky. I want my goddamn money back. People are fucking idiots. Like, people do stupid shit like that all the time. You know, like, they just don't understand the power of, like, you know, you watch Bondi Beach, all them Japanese people. I never swim in my life. And you get in the fucking water, one of the worst reptiles of all time. Yeah. Oh, I nearly die. Surprise, surprise, bitch.
Yeah. Why do, yeah, like, why do people do it?
They just have no, they're, you know, like, again, we've talked about it a million times. The fucking, you've been framed, like some fat bitch. This, you know, I'm going to go on a rope swing. You couldn't hold your fucking weight.
No.
With your arms ever.
Can you do a press up? No. No. You can't hold your weight.
But you can hold your fucking 22 stone fat bitch body on a thing and swing in the water and swing back safely. Land, both your knees pop off. Who do people think they are?
I know, and it's always other people have to fix it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, other people go along. Oh, that's a nice dog. That's a nice staffy tied up outside a spar. Let me put my hand in its face. Idiots.
Yeah, I just hate when people inconvenience other people. You're like, that's, you shouldn't have done that.
It's so stupid.
It's different if it's an accident. He's putting his actual hand in a shark's mouth.
I lost my goddamn pinky. And that's a tiny shark, like. That's a baby shark.
Can't just get your finger pulled off.
Imagine getting pulled off.
Come on. How? How are you laughing?
Oh,
at that?
Goddamn pinky.
Right, get those mushrooms in, for God's sake.
My God, Jesus Christ, I lost my goddamn pinky. I'm going down to the pharmacy to see if they got Efterson and some finger missing. Finger mist spray. Finger mist.
I'm sure you could buy like a new finger in one of those sites that make all the sex dolls.
Your dad did the same thing.
Not with a shark?
No. That would be some crack. Your dad being after it.
He'd probably prefer that's how he lost it.
No, I think your dad'd be smart enough to be like, I'm definitely not going to touch this shark.
Yeah.
You know? Unbelievable. Three spins it took to get that off.
Lucky he didn't lose his hand.
That'd be so much crack. Because it would, if it got the whole hand, it would just spin and twist it off. Like, people are so soft and shite. Anyway, we've talked for about an hour now, yes?
Yep.
Vengeance. Right, let's talk about Anthony Bourdain killing himself and then we're out of here.
I mean, that's not new news at all. That's old news.
No, but yes, we watched the documentary. Yeah, watched now, the what documentary. Did you think of that documentary, cinematography-wise?
I haven't seen it yet.
Have you not?
Have you not?
Oh, okay.
Am I gonna? Nope. Are we going to spoiler alert it for you?
No, don't spoil it.
He dies.
He does. Fuck!
No, it was great. It was great to see.
It was really sad.
It's very sad, but I think it was done in a very, like, they didn't rip the arse out of the sadness.
No.
It was very real. Like, it was just a lot of his mates going like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Fucking dickhead. You know?
But it does explain, when you see a whole story, it always makes sense, doesn't it?
It does, but I was thinking, like, does being, like, a sort of addict and, a, you know, whatever, and fucked up and drinking for so long, do you reckon you just get to the point where you're like, your mind hasn't been well for so long that it actually just breaks? You know?
What do you mean break?
Like, just like, you go actually crazy.
Maybe, but I don't think so. I think you've just become so accustomed to not feeling good that becomes normal to you. And you don't really, you can't even see a way out of that now. You know, there is no other option. Like, you've done it for so long. It's become your personality that you're sort of just deeply sad quite a lot of the time and lonely, and you ruin all your relationships. So but you just probably get to the point where it's you know, you're at an age now where you're not able to unlearn those things anymore, which is quite sad.
But I feel like it was like at the end, he like totally wasn't himself.
Yeah, he seemed like a different person.
You know, like
they all said that, didn't he? Like, he was totally different.
Now, you've seen the last episode of Parts Unknown, where it's like a bit of a documentary after he's killed himself.
No, I haven't watched that either.
You haven't seen that? There's like a wrap-up, yeah, kind of like what it was like shooting with him and all. And there were a lot of them were like, it was quite tough to work with, because he'd be like, if you want this restaurant lit differently, you may light it fucking during the day, because I'm just going to walk in and chat to this guy. We're not doing any like
setups or we're not doing anything.
Like I'm walking in, chatting to him, and when we're done, we're done.
And you follow me around, and you don't like.
And people, you know, as we cameraman, like DOP fellow would be like, you know, can we get you walking up this street? And he's like, nah, corny. And when he got with your woman, fucking what's her name? Asia.
I don't know.
And she was getting into fucking. She thought she was a director, and then you know. He was letting her direct episodes and really trying to be like, I'm in love with this woman. She's absolutely fucking out of her mind. He was doing weird stuff. Like people, that really heartfelt, like refugee story. And he's like, sorry, I'm gonna stop there and like change these lights. And you know, like stuff that he would never have done. But yeah. He was trying to be like, yeah, I work with her now and this is what we do. There's a bit now, you'll fucking piss yourself. There's this director who directs one of the episodes who he actually thinks is, you know, he's like, I watched this guy's work and like, you know, love his movies back in the day. The guy lived in Hong Kong and he's such a wee, you know, such a wee fucking queen. Like he's just like, oh yeah, so directing, darling, fantastic. And on, he gets in the boat with his cameraman. And he goes, oh, can I get a camera? And he takes the camera off the guy and he's like, oh, fantastic. And he turns around like this here and he goes, oh, yes, this is the best shot in the whole film. And it cuts to the shot that he's taken, and it's fucking terrible. It's like fucking, it's like the exposure's going, whoa, like way up and down. And then the framing of it's like totally just bizarre.
Yeah.
And like, he's like, this is brilliant, darling. Yes, cinema. And it looked like shit. And then the guy that shot like all the stuff for years that made it look amazing, he just sacked him.
No way.
Just fucking sacked him out of nowhere. These women, darkness.
I know, but I think he put all his hope into her that this would be his life change now and he's going to be happy finally. And then when that didn't happen, I think he just totally broke down because he probably went, that was my last, like, he thought he was a new person.
And then she was
and he acted like a new person. And he acted like someone like no one recognized.
She was photographed with like some younger lad who she'd actually worked on a film with when he was younger, so.
Also weird, yeah.
She was like, she, you know, again, strange. Count down until he's 18.
So sad though.
So it seems sad.
But the bit where, I don't know who said it, but they're like, how does a writer not leave a note? And he was just like, that was so weird. Do you know? Like, he was a writer. Like, he wrote. He even narrated how he wrote.
Yeah.
Like, he was always narrating and writing and describing. And he didn't leave a note. And they were going, it's very strange. It's just not right.
I think it was just one of those like very particularly dark moments where he's just like, that's enough. That's
always
it.
Had that in his mind, obviously.
Mm.
But they all said like, it just seemed like he just decided that day to do it. Like,
rough.
Which is horrific.
Rough gear.
Very sad though, because it does seem like he basically died of loneliness.
Yeah.
If you actually look at someone's full, like his full story, you could say it could have been loads of things, but he just seemed really lonely. He seemed really lonely.
I think he like, you know, someone like that probably needed very regular, boring life.
But most people like him
need something
else.
They ruin that. Yeah.
You know, they keep ruining it because he did ruin it.
Because the idea of going out with this younger, like wild girl who's like this wild director, and all, that would be like romantic and sexy to him.
It's exciting.
And you're like, Tony, get the fucking slippers on, sit in that seat, have a cup of tea, you mad.
But he had a daughter, do you know what I mean? You know?
Yeah.
And I think they all said that, like, he wishes he could have just been like that romantic idea of a dad, but he didn't really throw himself into it properly. And like then he probably went, well, I can't do it then, can I? So he just.
Some people are just wired different. Like Amy Winehouse, when she was like sober for a while, and she like leaned into someone, was like, I'm bored as fuck.
It's so boring, yeah. But that's what happens.
Kind of yokes.
Those kind of things are boring, but they're kind of the most important things. They really are, though, the boring things.
It's true.
It is true, though. You know, as someone who spent time in hospitals. Bourdain
should have been at home.
Those things.
He should have been at home watching movies in three parts.
Yeah.
Because he was too tired.
Like, you think it's boring, and sometimes it is boring and monotonous. But if you don't have it, it is the only thing that you want. It really is, though, like. Because that's what I'm saying, like when I was in hospital, like the only bit you missed was like the most mundane of things, like making tea somewhere or like what's everyone just chilling at home watching TV. Like you just want the most normal, boring things. It's not boring though.
Well,
that's what you miss. And he probably just didn't ever allow himself to have it.
Oh, you want, didn't
him?
as they say.
Four.
Whatever he's missing. But that's what the guy said. They're like, he was rushing in. He was rushing to leave. He got the place. He was rushing to do a thing. He was rushing through the shots to get away. He was rushing to fucking...
He was always running away.
Get home.
Something.
He was rushing to get out of home. Like...
Yeah.
Calm down.
As well, do you know what I always find when you watch those kind of like documentaries and it's like someone's like... Especially like someone where there's like suicide or whatever and they obviously don't feel good enough or happy enough or whatever for whatever reason. But you always see the like, you know, that restaurant that he worked at is like a shrine to him and all the people like, you know, it upset and everyone's talking about it and everything. And it's always so sad, I think, that people don't know that when they're alive. They have no concept of how much they affect people or how much they actually are loved by people.
But in his,
and people need them. Even
but
if
he,
you don't know
but
them,
he
you need
was
him.
Though. He would have known that. Sure, that it showed you
but
walking
did
through.
He do you know what I mean? But he mightn't have felt it, is what I'm saying.
Oh, he might.
He might have seen the people.
He mightn't have felt it,
but he didn't really realize that actually the people really needed him or loved him or whatever, you know, because he probably went, "Oh, it's all these people."
Yeah, but I could
but
imagine.
Stressful.
I could imagine how inside your mind you could go, "Yeah, everyone says they like me, but why am I by myself in this hotel room?"
Yeah,
do you know, like that's probably. That's probably worse for you. Because he was like walking through the streets and people are fucking...
No, I know, yeah.
Ben Mann's like, Tony, and fucking everyone's giving him free shit and stopping it at everybody.
But you don't really have any friends.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's whenever someone dies, everyone writes in how, you know,
but he did have friends, very cool friends.
And like, I know he did, but he wasn't around them all the time. Do you know what I mean? They're like...
There's a bit now where
he needed to be around people probably a lot more.
Another bit where he's at the bar morning with Josh from Queens of Stone Age and they're doing shots. People are always like, what's your top five fantasy fucking dinner mates? I was like, just put me on the end of that bar. Just like a fucking nerd. Just taking shots with them two. Yeah.
Did you see the new Batman movie?
I've seen Batman movie, John. Any mushrooms, lad? Josh would probably be like, yes.
They are too. Remember I said like
funny you should mention.
Yeah, he's like them on him, yeah.
Yeah. Just fucking
they're growing
on one tuck behind his ear, you know what I mean? One big mushroom.
They are two of the tallest, ugliest, sexiest men though. Aren't they?
They are.
How is that? But they are.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
They're not pretty.
No.
But they're sexy.
They are, yeah. What is that?
Talented.
Yeah. Mysterious?
Mm.
Unique?
Ginger?
Don't know. What is it? Just cool. They're just cool. They're very cool. Two cool. Very cool men.
Just cool guys. I know the feeling. Let's get out of here, Maureen, because I have to do a Patreon podcast.
Oh.
It's been great. It's been a lot of fun today. We've seen fingers missing. We've seen sex dolls. What more do you need in this life?
No, that's it.
That's Andrew.
Oh my God. That's it. What else have we...
What was that? That sounded like someone whispered that in my ear.
That's how headphones work. It's like there's a tiny band in my ear.
Can anyone else hear this?
These earmuffs are haunted. Anyway, let's get out of here. What else have we to plug? I tell you what, there's gigs coming up. If you're going to Edinburgh...
Your butt.
Butt plugs. If you're going to Edinburgh, make sure you check out John O'Matter Live at the Hive.
Live at the Hive.
What?
It's you and all the...
It's me...
guys being dudes, isn't it?
The order of the people... Me and Aaron are doing the full sweep. The first bit is William, and then the middle bit is Mickey, whatever amount of days that is, and then the last
you
few days
look it up,
is Kieran Bartlett.
But basically each show is going to be great.
It show what we got, and I'm gonna get some flyers made, and I'm gonna put flyers for my solo show on the seats. At the
are you gonna flyer? You didn't fly yourself.
I'm not gonna flyer, but I'm
did
gonna,
I did it.
I'm gonna yes, thank you.
We'll I have, was calling flyer rurer
lest we
and
forget.
Sound man.
Oh wow,
had it like put all the intros and do all your things and all.
Which is why I threaten Michal all the time. I'm like, she could do your job.
Yeah,
watch your back.
I didn't know what I was doing at all. They were like teaching me all this stuff, this big desk. I was like, okay, what? Number 7. Okay.
They must be getting absolute peanuts, them techs, because the price for the tech, do you know the fee for them is nothing.
I know.
They'll be like, oh, it's £65 for your tech for the whole run.
No, it was something a day. Whatever it was, we anyway, couldn't afford it.
Anyway, go to Edinburgh, get tickets to the SSE show on the 20th of October. Ooh. There's also tour shows. I will post about that. We're coming all over the place, Maureen. That's what Tom Segura called his, coming everywhere. We're on tour. It's all happening.
There may or may not be a sex doll on it.
There may or may not. I'm going to have to get one now.
Just put one in the audience beside someone. Don't say anything. Yeah. Pretend like they're out of sight.
What do you do with yourself? What's your name?
She'll be full of beer cans, so you can just
walk
around. It's full of free beer.
It would be the most elaborate cup holder of all time if you had a full sex doll turned up on its end and just like
Pez machine.
Just a wee a bottle of beer in its asshole. Anyway, it's been a pleasure speaking to you, Maureen. Thanks very much for joining me. People will no doubt have comments about it, but sure, we'll see. Because they have comments about everything. This guy's not funny by himself. This guy's not funny with his wife. He's funnier with his wife. It should only be her. He should kill himself. It should just be her talking. It should be her and Arma Khan. The Gender Matter podcast should be Niall speaks to... There's a camera on Niall, but you're listening to Aaron and Maureen talk about how much of a cock Colin is.
Yes, do that one. I like that one.
Right here. Cheers,
okay, Maureen. Okay, goodbye. Bye.